This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
At Girls Rock Camp Madison, elementary and teenage girls get a chance to learn instruments, write songs, and experience the joy of rocking out. But the camp does more than that. As Gabby Vinnick reports, it's also about helping participants build their creativity and self-confidence.
On a Wednesday afternoon in July, Alice Hartsfield is on the second floor of the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Madison. The 13-year-old wears purple-streaked hair and peace sign earrings. She started playing guitar at age 10, but until now, she hasn't had a chance to try drumming.
I've always wanted to play drums, but I never had the opportunity because we didn't have the money or the space. But this camp gave me that opportunity, and now I'm having so much fun.
Alice is participating in Girls Rock Camp Madison. The week-long day camp is open to girls, transgender, and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Alice is one of 45 campers this week practicing in 9 rock bands. They're split up mostly based on age and the kind of instruments they want to play or learn. The bands will have just 5 days to write and perfect their original songs, and on Saturday they perform live at the bar and music venue, High Noon Saloon.
And you're nailing it. You're like right in tune with her. You feel good?
That's music director Beth Killey. She has sandy, wavy hair and is dressed in a blue t-shirt emblazoned with the camp name. She's guiding a band as they think of lyrics. Earlier, Killey offered tips on managing nerves and remembering guitar chords. It's just a glimpse of some of the work that she does to teach the kids the mechanics of songwriting and creating music. But just as important to her, campers learn how to work together.
Music is the vehicle, but the mission is learn how to support each other, learn how to build each other up, listen to each other, and let's rock.
Killey says it's become her life's mission. She co-founded the nonprofit a little more than a decade ago. It began with just 32 campers rocking out in a vacated music store. This summer, there are roughly 150 campers signed up for 3 week-long sessions. Killey, a musician herself, has released 18 albums. To her, music is a way to make a difference in the world. That's 11-year-old Jordan Buford drumming. She wanted to find a fun music program, but she found more than that: friendship, camaraderie, and more self-confidence.
I can express myself here without somebody like always correcting me on like really, really small stuff. It just feels like people get me here.
Girls Rock Camp is part of a national collaborative. It's all about encouraging girls to get involved in an industry where women are still underrepresented. A study from the University of Southern California found that in 2022, women only made up 14% of all songwriters on the pop charts. For Killey, the camp is a place where everyone can share their voice.
We live in a world where we think we're pitted against each other and we think we have to lessen ourselves or be small or quiet our voices, but I don't want to live in that world.
On Saturday morning, Alice's band Cloudy Nine and others arrive early for sound check. Around midday, family and friends file into the High Noon Saloon.
They play an instrument, and they are going to give it to you today with all their hearts.
This wasn't the first time Alice played music live, but this time felt different.
I didn't really have a whole bunch of nerves to begin with. I was just excited to be here, to rock out, you know?
Alice's hands were red from clapping too hard in the spirit of the song. She had a blast with the drums, but she's also interested in learning bass, maybe at camp next year.
Girls rock, girls rock.
Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.